Sean Mize here, and in today's training, I am going to teach you from multiple perspectives the purpose and the way to create daily expert-level strategic content that can be used in a multiple of different ways in your business. So content on your website, content for your products, content for your coaching and lesson material, content that positions you as an expert, content that can be turned into books, audios, videos, recordings, etc., etc. So the background for creating this daily expert content is that it will allow you to do all of these things, and that it will give you the ability to be positioned as an expert and perceived as an expert because of the fact that you create daily strategic content. And it will also allow you to create a bank of solid content that can be used in the future for product and coaching lesson creating. Now, the reason we like to see this as daily content is twofold. Number one, if we do not do daily content, we find that in the long run, we don't create as much content. Meaning that if we say, I'm just going to create content when I think I need it for my website, or I'm just going to create content when I think I need it for a coaching lesson, we may end up creating content two times a month. But if we have a daily commitment to creating daily content, we create content 20 days of the month. And what happens is, net, we end up with more volume of content. But secondly, we also end up with a higher quality of content, and here's why. When you're operating your daily business and you're interacting with clients on a daily basis, you're studying on a daily basis, you're building a list on a daily basis, you're being perceived as an expert on a daily basis, you receive daily ideas. And if you don't codify those ideas and turn them into content today, when it's your day to write, maybe the 17th of the month, for example, you will likely have forgotten the content that you thought up on the 1st. Okay, now, folks have taught in the past, an easy way to get around that is to just jot down notes, and then when it's your time to write or create content, you go back to your notes. The problem is, when it's fresh on your mind, when you first received it, when it's just jumped into your mind, you're more clear on the entire concept than you will be on the, let's say, the 17th of the month. And so what that means is, if you create a little bit of content every single day, even if you created the exact same amount of content as you would create in 2 days, you will find that the quality of that content is more diverse and can tend to be deeper and more creative than if all of the content is created in a single sitting. So for that reason, we like to have daily content. Now, what kind of content do we want to create? We could create different content depending on the purpose for which we're creating. So let's look at a few different purposes. So one purpose for creating daily content would be to position yourself as an expert. Another purpose for creating daily content would be to use it as product information or product content or coaching lesson content or information that changes lives. If we're creating expert level content, what would that content look like? I believe that expert level content is, well, at the risk of being repetitive here, it is content that operates at an expert level. What is expert level content? It is content that is clearer than anything else in the marketplace. Experts are clear. They don't just know more about the topic, they also have the ability to codify it and make it simple and focused. So expert-level content is codified and clear. Expert-level content is also deeper than the bulk of the rest of the content on your topic. So if you compare a beginner versus an expert, and the beginner creates content, the expert creates content, the expert's content should be deeper. It'll just naturally be deeper by virtue of the fact that he or she is an expert. So we're going to have clear content. The expert is going to have clear content. The expert is going to have deep content. The expert is going to have a complete handle on the multifaceted pieces of knowledge that go into that content. So a beginner is probably going to be very linear. Step one, step two, step three. The expert, on the other hand, is going to be multifaceted in the way that he or she looks at and develops the content. So the ideas in the expert level content will be deeper and it'll be multifaceted. However, just because it's multifaceted doesn't mean that it's not going to be focused and clear. Sometimes this takes an extra level of effort to codify this deeper, multifaceted information. Experts are often strategic or opinionated, meaning an expert is willing to go to the next level. Instead of looking at the seven steps to XYZ, an expert is willing to say the strategic roadmap for getting to XYZ. So an expert tends to do things strategically, not necessarily logically and linearly, although logically and linearly could be a tool that an expert uses. So if we think about a beginner may look at everything from a logical linear perspective. An expert, on the other hand, recognizes that logic and linear, or logically and linearly, is simply one tool out of a toolbox of ways to approach information. An expert often has the guts and the willingness to be opinionated, even if he or she may be wrong. So a beginner generally is not willing to offer an opinion because a beginner doesn't know enough to be able to offer an honest opinion that has a good shot at being right. The expert, because of his expertness, because of his authority, because of his or her handle on the situation or the scenario, is able to have the guts to offer an opinion that's based on his or her wide wealth of information, his perception of the future or predictive nature of the situation and scenario, and is therefore willing to offer an opinion based on his or her expertise or opinion, because even though he or she may be wrong, because of the vast wealth of knowledge that would back up that opinion. And so what this means is, if we look at this from the top down, and we say, okay, a beginner's information will be logical and linear, it will be step-oriented, it will be basic in some way, it will be non-strategic, and it will be non-opinionated, let us then ask the question, if I were to create information, even if I were not an expert, if I were to create information that is clear and focused, is deep, is multifaceted instead of or including logical and linear, is strategic in nature, and has the guts to be opinionated, that content will appear to be content from an expert, even if it is not from an expert. Okay, now I want to be clear here that I am in no way suggesting that someone fake their way to expertise. I'm solidly believe that you need to learn what's necessary to become an expert. However, in the process of becoming an expert, you may not know it all. In the process of being an expert, you probably still don't know it all. So becoming an expert becoming an expert is something that happens on a continuum. And what I believe will happen is, as you begin to write expert-level content that is clear, deep, multifaceted, strategic, and opinionated, if you do this day after day after day for 20 days and then 40 days and 60 days and 80 days and 100 days, at the end of 100 days of writing clear, deep, multifaceted, strategic, opinionated, expert-level information, after 100 days, not only do you appear as an expert to the 100th degree, you are also proceeding along the continuum of moving from where you're at right now to becoming the expert that you want to become. And then finally, you are becoming perceived as the expert that you truly will be in the future, rather than the beginner that you possibly may be now. Okay, so that kind of gives you an idea of what this expert content should look like. So next, let's talk about how do we make our content then live up to each one of these requirements. How do we make it clear, deep, multifaceted, strategic, and opinionated? Well, look at these in the order I've given, although each of these are interrelated. So there might be a better optimal order to look at these. I will look at them, though, in the order. How do we make the knowledge clear without making it logical and linear? I believe that what we do is we develop it at a deep level, a strategic level, a multifaceted level. We may do something along the lines of mind mapping or brainstorming. We put it all together. We have all the information in the way that meets our mind the best, whether it's mind mapping, whether it's poster board, whether it's whiteboard, whether it's little pieces of paper all over the dining room table, whatever it is for you to be able to see it in a multifaceted, deep, and strategic way, then once you've fully solidified your expert opinion on this topic, you then take it and ask yourself, in what way can I take this deep, multifaceted, strategic information and now apply the logical and linear tool to it so that I can present it in a formulaic fashion? And now as you hear the sound of my voice, you may be thinking, well, wow, what's the difference between just creating a list of 1 through 7 and giving the information out? And here's the difference. It's the preparation. Here's why. If you don't do the process of deep, multifaceted, and strategic and initially begin with the logic, what normally will happen is you will come up with the easy, simple path that the non-expert would come up with, and you'll follow that path, and the information won't be as deep. But if, because you dug deep, you've looked at it from multiple angles, and you've been strategic about it, when you then create the logical path, that logical path will operate at a much higher level. I won't go into any more detail on this because I believe that as you write 100 pieces of content, you will begin to see that happen over time. And in fact, after you've written the 50th piece of content, if you look back at the first one, you'll be able to see that progression of expertness that is happening. So the idea with this is instead of starting with 1 through 7, you start with depth and then attempt to make it clear, possibly formulaic, and focused. How do we make the information deep? I believe that the way that we make information deep is we ask the why question. We ask the why question. So if we look at beginner content, we normally see the what and sometimes the how. So what to do, here's the how to do it. The expert asks the question why. Why do we do this? Why? In fact, if we want a real-world example of this, if we look at this content that you're hearing right now, I've dug into the why. Why is it clear? Why is it deep? Why is it multifaceted? Why should it be strategic and why should it be opinionated? if I were to have given you the exact information I've just given you, but I were to have given it to you without the why, it would be information that was presented at a more remedial level than if I give you the exact same information, but I answered the why. By answering the why, it elevates this information from ho-hum and beginner to being expert-level information. So that's how you add the deep, is you ask the why. And the more that you're able to dig into the why, the deeper your content is going to be. So how do we make it multifaceted? The question to ask to make something multifaceted is, as you're going through the content, you ask the question, what impacts whatever it is that I'm writing? What impacts whatever it is that I'm writing, and in what way does what I am writing impact something else? So if we look at this content that I'm creating right now, if you can think of this spoken content as content, and you were to say, okay, well, how is this becoming multifaceted? So we've talked about the idea of content. So to create a real-world example, what is impacting this content? What is impacting this content? What is impacting this content is deeper than the why. What's impacting this content is the clear, the deep, the multifaceted, the strategic, the opinionated. How is this going to impact? This is going to impact when in a few minutes I get into how to multi-purpose the content so that you're writing it, you're recording it, you're creating products, you're transcribing it, you're putting it on a website, you're creating training core, you're creating coaching elements, you have holographic content, you have a multimedia presence. Those are the ways that your content is going to impact going forward. And by asking the question, what impacts my content, and answering it, and by asking the question, how does my content impact someone else or impact the marketplace, it then becomes multifaceted. So then the next point or the next element to creating this expert content is strategic. So the question is, how do we make our content strategic? We then, in order to make the content strategic, we ask ourselves the next step, the next question. So the last question that we ask to make it multifaceted is, how does this content impact something down the road? Or how does this content impact some external situation? To make it strategic, we ask ourselves the question, in impacting something external or internal, in impacting it, how does the content that I am teaching today impact some broader strategy? So if we were to look at this content as an example, since we're right here in the moment, how does creating expert-level content impact on a strategic level? So I've already shared some of it with you. I've shared the idea of why do we do daily. So that is a strategic, that's a strategic focus. By creating daily content instead of just creating two segments that we work on each month, by creating daily, the material that we create is probably greater quantity, but it's also a greater quality. Another reason why we would create daily content is because in the future, if we want to create a new product, instead of having to start from scratch, we can look back at the expert content we've created for the last 100 days and ask ourselves, how many parts of this product are already created because I've done daily content? And so what we're doing now is we're linking the content that I'm teaching you right now with the 100-day strategy that yields products, coaching programs, and an expert presence. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to fit your expert content into a grand master strategy and link it to that strategy, and when you do that, you'll become strategic. So the final point or the final element of expert content is opinion. Now, before I share with you how to do opinion, I want to let you know that not all expert content has to be opinionated. I do believe that all your expert content should probably be clear, deep, multifaceted, and strategic. And it may include an element of opinion, but it does not have to. I don't believe that it has to. However, I do believe that some of your content probably should have some opinion in it, and you should certainly have the guts or the willingness to express opinion when necessary. I'm tempering the opinion topic in such a way because if you were to weight your expert opinion too far in the direction of opinion, and your website and your products and your coaching was just all opinion and had very little clear, deep, multifaceted strategic elements, it would be sort of like having the sizzle of a steak but no steak. And that's what we don't want. So the clear, deep, multifaceted strategic is the steak itself. The opinion is the odor, is the smell, is the fragrance of that steak on the barbecue grill. And so if it's all sizzle and all scent and fragrance, you'll have a weak business. But if you flavor a little bit of that opinion in, you'll probably strengthen the business. So how do we then layer in opinion? We ask ourselves, what do I think of what I just taught? What do I think about what I just taught? How does what I just taught impact the rest of the world? How does what I just taught differ from what someone else teaches? How does what I just taught differ with the process that another expert just like me might feel? Okay, let's move on. So I've kind of gotten into the why we create expert content, the elements of creating expert content. Now what I'd like to do is dig into the mediums through which we can create expert content. So I believe that there are probably three core areas. You obviously could probably expand this some depending on your niche, your area of expertise. In my opinion, certainly in my realm, the three key areas or the three key mediums through which I would create expert content would be writing it, speaking it, or videotaping it. So we can write it. That would look like a book. It would look like articles. It would look like blog posts. It would look like email copy. It would look like vignettes. It would look like daily thoughts of the day. It would be printed material or written material. It could be audio, which is what I'm doing right here. So content can be audio in nature. Content could also be video in nature. We generally tend to only use video if something needs to be shown or demonstrated. Shown or demonstrated. So if you're in a niche where people really need to visually see something, then in that case you may do a video clip. So we have writing, we have audio, and we have video. The question might come up, well, what's the optimal way to create content? I think that it depends on your purpose, and it also depends on your personal enjoyment. So, for example, some people really enjoy writing. I happen to enjoy writing. And so for me, creating content can be done very efficiently through writing. Now, the advantage to audio recording, such as what I'm sharing right now, is a time-based element. So, for example, right now, and I don't know how long I've been teaching, and I don't know how long I'll teach altogether, but let's say that this information is going to be 30 minutes of audio. It's going to take me 30 minutes to get the facts out. If I were to instead have written this information, it probably would take me an hour and a half to 2 hours to write the same amount of information, which is fine. But if I'm recording this from an audio perspective, then net, I'm able to be more efficient with my time by speaking the information rather than by writing the information. Okay, so the advantage to writing the information is, hey, I really enjoy writing, I'll therefore write. The advantage to recording the information in audio format is, and frankly, it's a whole lot faster to be able to do it. The secondary advantage to creating audio information is that your audience can perceive the tone of your voice, which is much more difficult to do with writing. for example, as I've given you the information that I've given you over whatever it is, the last 10 or 15 minutes, as I've given you this information, you've probably heard some areas where I have kind of underlined or bolded the information, but I've been able to do that without underlining or bolding as I would do if I was writing it. You're simply able to hear the tone of my voice, which helps stress the importance of whatever it is, whether it was stressing the importance of something strategic, whether it was hopefully creating an aha moment that says, if I create 100 pieces of expert content, at the end of 100 days, I will be perceived as more of an expert than if I only have one piece of content on my website. So I obviously could have written that same information, but by giving it to you from an audio perspective, let's face it, I'm controlling a stronger portion of your brain right now. You're more consumed right now than if you were reading. You see, right now, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, you may be typing my words in so that you can understand it at a deeper level. You may be taking notes physically. And by the fact that you're listening with two ears and you're also inputting it somewhere by writing or by typing, I am controlling, or I am leading you to control a larger portion of your mind as it pertains to my content right now. What this means is that if you were to read this exact information, you probably would not get as much, or you would not have as much retention, and you probably would not implement as much of this information on average as if you take the time to listen to it, to write it down or type it in, and to hear the sound of my voice as I'm describing it. So the advantage to the writing is it's efficient for me. I enjoy writing it. Obviously, we're able to codify it perhaps a little bit better than we can with audio. The advantage to audio for me is it's more efficient. I can get the information out faster. I'm certainly not going to edit the grammar. I'm not going to have to edit the spelling. So I'm able to get the information out much faster. The advantage to you as the client, as the listener of the information, you're able to gain the inflection of my voice as I'm sharing it with you. You're also able to control a larger part of your mind. So what about video? What's the advantage to video? The advantage to video is that it takes that control of your mind to even a higher level. So, for example, right now, you could be listening to this information while driving to work. You could be listening to this information while cooking dinner. You could be listening to this information while taking a walk. However, if this were video, you could not, or hopefully would not, be watching this as a video while driving, while walking to work, or while cooking dinner. And so what that means is that if this information were presented to you as video, it would control an even stronger part of your brain. Because instead of just controlling what's going in your ears, the audio input, and controlling, hopefully, if you're taking notes right now, controlling the part of your brain that is writing and codifying the information into your brain, I'm also able, if this were video, I could also control your eye experience, so the inputs that come in through your eye. So we're controlling a much larger part of your brain now, and because of that, if this were video, your overall retention would probably go up one more notch. Now that begs the question, if writing has one level, audio takes it to the next level of comprehension, and then video takes it to the highest level possible, why not just create everything in video? And when we ask that question, we then realize that we hit a wall, and that is that if everything we created was video, we would not be able to create as much, because just as writing takes longer than audio, video takes even longer than both, because with video, we're generally scripting more of what we're doing. We have to create the screens ahead of time, plus we have to do the actual physical recording. So from the perspective of creating the content, I can create the most content the fastest if I do audio. I can create the next level of material content, the next level down fastest if I'm writing. The slowest way for me to create content is video. Now, for some people, if they don't type as fast, they might flip-flop the video and the writing. And they say, okay, well, I can create video faster than writing, but you probably can still create audio faster than video. So what about the end user? What works best for the end user? So we've codified this idea that the end user is able to get a better experience if you're able to control their eyes, their hands, and their ears all at the same time, which you're able to do with video. The limiting factor with video is time. Because of the fact that video does consume all of your senses, you can't drive and watch video. You can't walk or walk very far and watch video. You can't take a shower and watch video. You can't watch video and go to sleep at night, whereas audio can be in the background as you're going to sleep. Audio can be in the car as you're driving. Audio, you know, if you have electricity-proof earbuds, audio can be done while in the shower. Audio is something that can be input at any time, at any place, as long as you've got earbuds to protect the rest of the world. And so what that means is that if we create some video, we're able to capture people's complete attention for short periods of time. But if we are going to deliver massive amounts of content, in order for people to be able to continue to get that information in its greatest and deepest form long run, it needs to be audio or written so that it's more portable and so that it's something that can be accessed at a faster pace. Okay, so having said that, if we were to look at an optimal content creation strategy, rather than choosing just to write or just to do audio or just to do video, we might create a content creation strategy that involves all three. So we may do some daily written content, we could do some daily audio content, and we could also do some daily video content. Or if we were simply committed to doing content on a daily basis, we could write one day, we could do audio the next day, we could do video the following day. And by doing this, over time, those people that are learning from you, whether that's in a coaching program, whether that's a product that you develop, or whether it's in the expert level experience that they're going to see from you on the website, they are able to experience some of your content reading, they're able to experience some of your content audio, and they're able to experience some of your content from a video perspective. My personal opinion, and so we're kind of getting to that fifth point of expert content, opinion. My personal opinion is that if we want to truly position ourselves as an expert in someone's mind, not just from an intellectual perspective, but in someone's mind, if we can expose them to all three forms of content over time, I personally believe that we will dominate inside of their mind because we've infiltrated their mind at multiple levels of exposure. Consider this. If you have seen me or someone else that you follow on video at some point in the future, then when you hear the sound of my voice in an audio, in your mind's eye, you're able to see what I look like on video. And in some way, when you hear me in audio, you're also seeing me in your mind's eye. In fact, right now, you may be seeing me in your mind's eye. Even if you've never seen a video of me and you've seen a picture, you have a picture of me. You know what I usually wear. You see my bald head. You've got this picture in your mind, and I'm speaking. There is a mental video going through your mind right now. And so because of the fact that the video is available and because the picture is available, in your mind it transforms audio into video, but it doesn't take me as long to create it, and you can watch that video in your mind even as you're driving. Now consider this. Imagine if you have been exposed to video, you've been exposed to audio, you have the sound of my voice, and you then read a piece of content from me. My guess is if you've heard my voice a lot, as you read the content, you're hearing my voice in your ear as you're reading the content, and if you're a particularly creative or audio-oriented person, as you're reading my content, you are also seeing my face or seeing my movement. What this allows us to do, if we strategically give people opportunities to view video, to listen to audio, and then also to write. It turns the writing that you do into a living audio in someone's mind. It turns the writing that you do into a living audio in someone's mind. How do we do that? We do that by giving a multimedia presence to everything that we do. That means on our website, some of our content is printed, some of our content is audio, and some of our content is visual or video. The products that we create, our products are multimedia. Our products may contain 1 to 2 videos showing someone how to do the one small part that needs to be shown. The bulk of our product may be video teaching, just like what I'm doing right now, and then a small part of the product could be a PDF manual that has some printed information that is related to what is taught. That will make that product a stronger product than if it were just video, just written, or just audio. We could do the same thing in a coaching program. So a coaching program could have small segments of video for things that need to be shown. It could use audio for primary teaching, and it could use written material for additional backup, manuals, PDFs, et cetera, et cetera. And if we look at the email campaign, we can do exactly the same thing in the email campaign. Some of our email can deliver printed content. Some of our email campaign can deliver audio content, and some of our email campaign can deliver video content. And when we do that, when we give people a multimedia exposure to us in our website, in our email campaign, in our products, we are able to influence the perception of expertise that they have of us going into the future. Okay, so let's take this now to one last level, one final level. And by the way, I've given you everything really that you need to be able to go out and create daily content. I've given you the why. I've told you exactly how to create it. And I've said, hey, you can create a multimedia experience. And by creating a multimedia experience in the long run, you will create a larger strategic stratification or solidification that you are an expert. But let's take it to the next level and ask ourselves, if we're creating this content, what can we do with it besides just create it as content? And so rather than giving you kind of a list of points here, let's take it from the kind of the expert's view, and let's go deep, multifaceted, strategic here, and I'll do that by asking some questions. Let's imagine that you were to take the next 100 days, and over the next 100 days, you were to write 33 articles that are deep, strategic, multifaceted, and opinionated. You were to create 33 30-minute audios that also were the same thing, deep, multifaceted, strategic, and opinionated, and clear, and you would also create 33 half-hour videos that were clear, deep, multifaceted, strategic, and opinionated. So at the end of 100 days, you have 33 articles, you have 33 half-hour audios, so you have 16 and a half hours of audio, and you have 33 half-hour videos, you have 16 and a half hours of video. What could you do with that content? Obviously, it could sit on your website. Or you could ask the question, if I were to create a product today, is it possible to extract portions of already created content and create a new product? Could I extract 5 hours of pre-recorded audio, 5 hours of pre-recorded video, and 5 articles, combine those 5 articles into a PDF manual, combine those with the 5 hours of audio and the 5 hours of video, and have a product to sell? And if you were to do that, and for the next 10 days you were to continue to create 10 more half-hour segments of material, whether it was written, audio, or video, would it then be possible 10 days later to look back and create another product based on some combination of what you've done in the last 10 days, which is 5 additional hours of information, plus digging into the basket of 100 hours that you created prior? If your mind is whirling right now, my guess is that you're thinking that if you were to create a half hour of content every single day, working day in your business, at some point in the future, you could sit down on command once a month, once a week, once a quarter. You could sit down and command and create a new product whenever you wanted to without creating any additional training material. Or you could sit down and command and say, today I want to design a new product. I want it to do X, Y, and Z. Let's say that you outline it, you create 10 points. Then you ask yourself, do I already have pre-created content for any of these points? You look back through your pre-created content and you discover that 7 of the 10 points you've already created content for. All you need to do to release the next new product is to create 3 more pre-created, but they won't be pre-created. All you need to do is create 3 more pieces of content to finish the product. Now, because of the fact that you're in a habit of creating a half hour of daily content, let's assume that each of those 3 pieces would take 1 hour to do a piece. In the next 6 days, you will complete this next brand new product because the core 70% of your product was pre-created over the last 100 days of daily created content. Okay, so this could augment or strengthen the position earlier that I gave of the reasons why we would create daily content. By creating daily content, we create more quantity. By creating daily content, we create more quality. But by creating daily content over time, it gives you the ability to create products on command. So what about coaching programs? Let's imagine that we want to create a new 13-week coaching program. We say, well, for a 13-week coaching program, I need 13 hours of content. Well, we create our list of 13 topics. Then we look back over the last 100 days of daily content creation, and we discover that 9 of the 13 topics we have already taught. We simply pull those topics that created content out of our created content basket. We label those segments, lesson 1, lesson 2, all the way through, let's say, lesson 9. And we say all we need is the last 4 lessons because I'm in the habit of creating daily content. Because I'm in the habit of creating daily content, I simply create this daily content over the next 4 to 8 days. And in 4 to 8 days, you can create a 13-week coaching program. Now, if you were not in the habit of creating daily content, A, you wouldn't probably have the 9 completed lessons that you didn't realize you had, and so therefore you'd be starting from scratch. But because of the fact that you're not in the habit of creating daily content, it would probably be much more difficult to create those 13 lessons over the course of, say, the next 13 days because you're missing the habit. And so far we've talked about content from the perspective of populating your website, showing people that you're an expert, and we've talked about it from the perspective of daily content makes it really, really, really easy to create products and to create coaching programs. By the way, I'd like to ask you a question. If you were to create a half hour of daily content for the next 100 days of your life, it would only cost you half an hour a day. Only cost you half an hour a day. That could be a half an hour of email reading. It could be a half an hour of TV. It could be a half an hour of snacking. It could be a half an hour of doing something in your life that you probably won't miss. But at the end of 100 days, you will have 100 segments of a half hour of information. It means you'll have 50 hours of created content that could be spun off into products, coaching programs, or can some of which can be placed on your website that proves that you're an expert. It could also be used in your email campaign. The question would be, if you were to compare yourself with your competition, how many of your competitors have 50 hours of content readily available to the public? Probably not very many, but if they do, probably those individuals who have 50 hours of readily available information are seen as experts. What does this tell us? Well, it tells us that if you create a half an hour of daily content for the next 100 days, you will likely be perceived in the marketplace as being an expert. You may, in fact, end up having more content than any of your competitors. You may, in fact, be able to have a longer, stronger, a higher quality email campaign than any of your competitors, and we're only talking about 100 days. Some of your competitors have been in business for 5 to 10 years, and literally in 100 days, you may be in a position to be perceived as a stronger level expert than some of them. And that's only 100 days. Imagine what would happen in the next 100 days, the next 100 days after that, and all of this from just spending a half an hour a day in daily content. Let's move on. I just want to throw a couple of ideas, more than a couple ideas out there of how you can leverage things even in everything that you're doing. So I've already given you a blueprint for creating the website content that you need, for creating a multimedia experience, for creating website content, audio products, video products, written products, audio coaching, video coaching, written coaching, et cetera, et cetera. But what else could you do with this material? Could you transcribe videos and audios to create additional articles or blog posts, articles or blog posts that could be placed on your own website or websites, that could be placed on other people's website or websites? Could you spin your content into training core that is external from your products or coaching, meaning that you may have products on specific topics, but you also have a foundational training core that all clients are exposed to? Obviously, we've talked about the idea of creating coaching lessons. Could you also take some of the content to create coaching elements or supporting information? What if you were to take some of the videos that you've created and slice them into 5-minute videos, which you could upload online to video aggregation sites or to your own website, and allow those items to serve as search engine fodder online for the purpose of attracting new prospects to your website? What if you were to do the same thing with the audios? You do a half an hour of audio. And in addition to creating a half an hour of audio, you were to take that half an hour of audio and break it into 6 5-minute segments, upload those segments online as standalone audios, as podcasts, or various other audio components that could also be used as search engine fodder online for attracting prospects. What if you were to do the same thing with the written content? You create written content. Let's say you write 2,000 words of content. That 2,000 words could be broken up into blog posts. It could be broken up into articles. It could be broken up into daily vignettes or daily thoughts. So hopefully what I've just shared with you, the last few things that I've shared, transcribing, breaking the audios up, breaking the videos up, breaking the content up, will show you that by creating this daily content, not only are you creating an expert level of expertise or an expert perception of expertise, and you are creating products and coaching elements and coaching lessons by default, but you are also, without having to do hardly any additional work, you are creating all of the content, both written, audio, and video, that might be necessary for you to create a worldwide level of exposure on the World Wide Web without having to place any specific effort on creating web-ready content, simply by virtue of the fact that you're creating daily content on a daily basis. Okay, the final thing that I want to give you today, and I'll be honest with you, I've considered leaving this off. And so for all practical purposes, we could consider this training complete, meaning that you have now my complete training on why and how to create expert-level content and use it to augment your perception of being an expert and create all the products and coaching elements and lessons that you'll probably ever need in your business. But I would like to take this one step further. And just to give you a couple of actionable ideas that you can use to come up with ideas for creating content. And the reason I'm giving you this is because many times when I teach the type of thing that I've just shared with you, the question comes up, well, how do I come up with ideas for my expert level content? And so what I'm going to do now is give you some ideas for coming up with ideas. And yeah, I'm strategically using the same word there. I'm going to give you some ideas for coming up with ideas. And the reason I'm going to give you ideas rather than a list of ways is because if I give you a list of ways, you may be tempted to just go out and use my list of ways. And if you use my list of ways and you're locked into only doing it the way that I share with you right now, you'll have less flexibility in your expert content creation life than if I position it to you as some ideas and you're able to go out and ask yourself, how can I actually do it in real life? So what if you were to sit down on, let's say, day one, and you were to, instead of creating content, you were to create a list of questions someone might ask you? Or you were to ask someone you know who might be interested in your topic to make a list of questions they might ask you. Or maybe you could ask 10 people to make a list of 10 questions they might ask you about your topic. And so when you're done with this, you have a list of anywhere from 20 to 100 questions that could be answered about your topic. And that's it right there. You now have the content you need for the first 20 to 100, or the topics that you need for the first 20 to 100 days of content creation. Okay, now, how do we make this go on and on and on? Here's how. At the end of every 30-minute segment of content creation, go back through and read or listen to the content just created and come up with 5 questions about what you've just described. So no matter what you teach, if you're only teaching for half an hour a day, there will always be questions, or there should always be questions about it. Questions, you know, how do you do that at a deeper level? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? And you could probably go through a 30-minute audio and come up with one question for every 1 minute on the 30-minute audio, just asking the question, well, how do you do that? Why do you do that? What's an easier way to do that? What's the 5-point strategy for doing that? What's my opinion on that? In fact, you could probably even take a 30-minute audio and come up with 150 questions simply by asking, what's the 5-point strategy for doing the first minute of information? How can I make it deeper? How can I make it more strategic? Why am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? And what's my opinion on that? We could do that for every minute of a 30-minute audio, and at the end of that question and answer session, you would then have a new bank of 150 questions that can be answered in future products or future content. By doing this, once you've created your first list of 20 to 100 questions, you will have a never-ending source of questions and content topics, and as long as you regularly ask those questions, you'll always have more ideas. What if you were also to subscribe to cutting-edge blogs in your niche? I'm not talking about basic beginner blogs. I'm talking about cutting-edge blogs from thought leaders in your niche, and you were to just spend 10 minutes a day reading those blogs and asking the question as you read them, do I know more about this topic than this person? Can I shed some light on this topic? Can I have an opinion or a strategic opinion or some strategic information about these topics? My guess is 10 minutes of blog reading a day could yield as many as 20 to 30 new topics for you to teach on, and 20 to 30 new topics to teach on would last you a full month. Okay, so those are a few ideas of how you can come up with a never-ending source of content and topics to be able to teach on. The final thing that I want to share with you is a perspective on this 30-minute daily content. Now, my hope is that over the course of the last, you know, whatever it is, 30, 40 minutes, just by hearing all the wonderful things that you can do with 30 minutes of daily content, I hope that you are fully convinced inside yourself that there may be no greater use of 30 minutes of your day, day in and day out, than creating 30 minutes of daily content. But if that's perhaps not the case and you're not fully there right now, and you're still thinking, well, what's it going to take to get me to spend this half hour? I'm not looking forward to this half hour. I'm not looking forward to creating this content. Then I would submit to you that perhaps what's holding you back is a fear of that 30 minutes worth of content, because in some way you possibly might fear that during that 30 minutes of content you won't produce something that is worth sharing. And if that's the case for you, obviously if that's not the case, jump in and start doing 30 minutes worth of content. But if that's the case, if something is making you feel like I'm scared of doing this 30-minute segment of content because I'm just not sure what's going to come out, I would challenge you to take all the pressure off for some period of time, 10 days, 20 days. Take all the pressure off and simply make the commitment at a certain time to sit down and spend 30 minutes creating content with no regard for the quality of that content. Now, what this may mean is at the end of 20 days, you'll throw 19 pieces away. It may mean at the end of 20 days, you'll throw 10 pieces away. But my guess is that at the end of 20 days, you'll be able to look back at it, and you'll be able to say, by the 20th day, the content I'm creating is stronger than the first day. You'll be able to look at it, and you'll be able to say, I'm feeling more confident about sitting down and doing 30 minutes of content generation each day. And because of the fact that you've taken the pressure off, because it's okay to throw away lousy content if you should create that, the pressure has gone from you in creating that 30-minute content. And if the pressure has gone, I believe that you'll be able to wake up in the morning with a greater level of energy and excitement about performing the 30 minutes daily content. And what will happen to you, what I believe will happen to you, is after the end of 20 days and you look back and you see that you have 20 segments of half hour of content, after 40 days you look back and you have 40 segments of a half hour's worth of content, it will then solidify you a gratification that says, because of this, I have something in my business that I never had before, something I haven't had in the last 2 years of building the business, simply because of this half an hour every single day. And so I encourage you, do whatever it takes inside of yourself to find a way to commit to doing a half hour of content for the next 10, 20, 40 days. Look back on it, recognize how powerful that content is, the products that you're able to create, the videos that you're able to create, the website content that you're able to create. And I personally believe that you will develop a desire to create 30 minutes of daily content for as long as you run your business. And my belief is that if you create 30 minutes of daily content for as long as you run your business will become deeper, more clear, more focused, more strategic, more multifaceted, day after day, week after week, and month after month. I encourage you now to just do it. Just get started.